What's up, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of the What We Gonna Do podcast. I am your host, AJ. So my podcast is pretty much off the rails at this point, and I just felt like talking. So I just got through watching the Versus battle. I had a lot of thoughts, you know what I mean? And I ain't really gonna do no recap on that. Y'all can go find that wherever else. They talking about it everywhere, so y'all can go find it wherever. I don't even know exactly when I'm going to put this out. So by the time I put this out, shit, they probably been ahead another Versus by then. But anyway, man, it was a whole bunch of, you know, tension. You know what I mean? At least that's what it felt like all the way up to the end. But one thing I thought about after was with Gucci catching a body. And I remember the whole conversation about that. And, you know, there's a difference between, you know, like catching a body and self-defense. So Gucci was self-defense or whatever. It ain't like he no killer, you know what I mean? He no, it was self-defense. And anyway, it just made me think about people that I know, you know what I mean? That's like killers and how fucked up that he is, that was normal. Like, I don't even remember really tripping out about it or being too shocked or surprised. Like, it might have been like an initial shock or like an initial surprise, but then after that, it was just normal, you know what I mean? And it was just regular conversation. I mean, I done ate with people, I done sat down and conversated and been right in front of their face, and you know what I mean, talking like it's a regular day, and they telling me about different things or whatever, and I'm just like, you know what I mean, like just sitting here listening. Of course, you have a little thought in your head. They might try something with you. Then at the same time, I really didn't. I don't know. I just didn't. I mean, I think the first time, like, was probably in high school. You know what I mean? Like, I knew somebody in high school, and I'm just so desensitized to violence at this point. It affects me. It gets to me for sure. But at the same time, I'm numb to it. And I've talked about being desensitized before, but I just never thought about that. You know what I mean? And this probably ain't going to be too long, but I literally just never thought about that. How crazy and how fucked up that is, that you grow up in an environment where that's normal. Like, that ain't out of the ordinary. Like, other people have reactions to that shit. You know what I mean? And me being a kid and now being 33, I didn't even like trip out. I was more tripped out about how comfortable people were with talking to me about different things or like associating with me, you know, to be honest. Like, you know, you'd think most of these people that be on the run, some people did go on the run or whatever, but anyway, you'd think most people would be on the run or whatever, but I mean, these people living their lives, and I mean, people know, you know what I mean? Ain't like I'm the only motherfucker that knows. Like, niggas around know the situation, they know what it is, and I mean, it's just like normal, known, regular shit, and that's crazy, you know what I mean? I told y'all I'm thankful that God removed me from certain situations, and that, you know, I didn't go to that level, you know what I mean? And of course, you grow up a certain type of way. Again, you're prone to violence. I mean, you do think a certain type of way, you know what I mean, when it comes to other people or whatever. And I'm just thankful that I didn't never cross that line, man, because, you know, you always hear it ain't no point of returning and stick with you. And again, you talk to people and, you know, it stick with you, man. And I think that self-preservation is a hell of a thing. And when you can go beyond that, what I mean is, you have full control of your self-preservation and you decide to violate someone else's, some breaking you. You know what I mean? I don't think you ever can get that back. You know what I mean? That's something that's going to stay with you. You hear about it in the movies, but I mean, I think it's a real thing. It's late. I'm recording this. I'm tired. I'm kind of upset. I ain't even necessarily upset at the Versus, just upset in general. And, the Versus was just like some CB4 type shit. I don't know, you know, what they had planned and what they talked about. And You know what I mean? I got a few ideas, but I really don't care. Like, I just is like, man, it ain't no point in being too invested in this. A lot of my favorite rappers, the veterans, they let me down. You know what I mean? I feel like you grow up, you believe one thing, and y'all can say I'm naive, whatever. But again, you hear different people, they say different stuff, and I ain't believe it like, oh, I'm a diehard or nothing like that. But it's like, you believe in the lifestyle, or you believe in the honesty or the real, you know what I mean? Because you know it's a lot of people out here that's faking, but then, you know, you feel like you listen to certain artists and they real it in the other artists or whatever. And some of them is, and you know, you come to find out some of them ain't. I ain't necessarily saying it about Jeezy or Gucci, but that whole situation was just weird to me. You know what I mean? I didn't think it was going to happen. I was surprised the whole way through. And again, the ending just solidified, you know, the bullshit. It just solidified. I'm like, man, hell nah. Ain't no way. I don't know if it's money. I don't know what it is. You know what I mean? And maybe there's some behind the scenes that, you know, come out, you know, that they was already cool and they already been communicating even before the verses or something like that. And I don't know. I don't know how you sit there and, you know what I mean, go through that whole thing and, you know, that back and forth. But they did it, you know. Jeezy way more mature than me. I ain't on that Jeezy level. You know what I mean? Talk about respect and love and peace and forgiveness. I ain't at that level yet. Maybe I get that one day. Maybe. You know what I mean? I don't know. Maybe I get that one day, but I ain't there right now. But it wasn't even that. That was aggravating. You know what I mean? Just, you know, because it wasn't no celebration. You know what I mean? It's a lot of antics. It was, you know, it was a lot of gas stuff. Shit. I don't really see the whole, man, you see these two gangsters coming together and they can put their issues to the side and all of this and go host a party after this. That shit crazy. The whole time, Gucci was playing all kinds of stuff. And Jeez, I mean, he had plenty of stuff he could have played. This is all kind of stuff. And he, I don't know. He seemed like he was getting a little agitated. I thought he was going to go back to Young, but he just Jeez now, you know what I mean? He didn't let go of the Young. Gucci. That motherfucker still Gucci. Yeah, you know what I mean? All these years later, that motherfucker still the same. And, you know, for the most part, you know, he is talking to his audience, his fans. You know what I mean? He know who his music and what he catered to and where he from and shit like that. But I call this my crazy life because, man, like I say, man, it is crazy. When I sit and I think about things and I ruminate and I just kind of go back through different things I've experienced in my life. And I'm just like, wow, you know what I mean? I'm thankful to be here. But at the same time, just the trippiness of being happy that other people don't have to experience this. You know what I mean? It's kind of like you get kids that grow up and they're allowed to be kids. Like they're literally allowed to be kids and they don't have to deal with a lot of shit. Then you got kids that got to deal with a lot of shit. Then you got the kids that got to deal with, again, death and just different things going on top of that, gangbang or whatever the case may be. And it's different levels. And then again, you got kids who directly have been involved in things and done things themselves. And you know what I mean? Those ramifications and, you know, it's so many different levels. And I just think, like, man, it's tripped out. Like, it ain't nothing I would tell my daughter, you know, or even think to bring up with my daughter, you know what I mean? Or my wife, for that matter, you know what I mean? It just ain't nothing for casual conversation. And sometimes, man, it's just like stuff that, I don't know, maybe it's so traumatic you just forget it. You know what I mean? Like, you really just push it down and forget it, but it came to the top of my mind. Just sitting here thinking right now because of the whole Versus shit. I don't know why it came, but it did. I'm going to let y'all go. I appreciate y'all. Like I say, my podcast is off the rails at this point, so who the fuck cares? This is AJ. This is the What We Gonna Do podcast. I'm going to holler at y'all next time. Peace.